Welcome to Citi Field in New York, for the game between the Miami Marlins and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Miami Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joey Wendell. Batting second. The left fielder, John Birdie. Batting third. The first baseman, Garrett Cooper. Batting fourth. The designated hitter, Jesus Aguilar. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jesus Sanchez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brian Anderson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Brian De La Cruz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Miguel Rojas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jacob Stallings. Pitching for the Miami Marlins, Sandy Alcantara. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brandon Nimmo. Batting second. The left fielder, Mark Canha. Batting third. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting fourth. The designated hitter, Pete Alonso. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff McNeil. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dominic Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eduardo Escobar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Luis Guillerme. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tomas Nido. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tajuan Walker. And now, play ball. Joey Wendell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wendell strikes out swinging. One out. John Birdie is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Birdie hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Garrett Cooper is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cooper hits a ground ball to short. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Nimmo hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Nimmo is out. One out. Mark Canha is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Canha hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Canha is out. Two outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lindor strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Jesus Aguilar is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Aguilar strikes out swinging. One out. Jesus Sanchez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sanchez hits a pop-up, foul, behind the plate. Nido makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alonso hits a line drive towards left field. Birdie makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McNeil strikes out swinging. Two outs. Dominic Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Smith is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Brian De La Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. De La Cruz strikes out swinging. One out. Miguel Rojas is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rojas hits a ground ball towards the mound. Walker throws to first, and Rojas is out. Two outs. Jacob Stallings is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stallings is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Escobar hits a fly ball towards center. Sanchez makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Guillerme is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillerme hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Tomas Nido is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nido hits into a ground ball double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Joey Wendell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wendell is 0 for 1 in the game. Wendell is hit by the pitch. Wendell is on first. John Birdie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Birdie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Birdie hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Wendell moves to second. Garrett Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ground ball to short. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Wendell moves to third. 2 outs. Jesus Aguilar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aguilar is 0 for 1 in the game. Aguilar hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Aguilar is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Nimmo is 0 for 1 in the game. Nimmo hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Nimmo is out. 1 out. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kenha is 0 for 1 in the game. Kenha hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindor hits a pop-up beyond short. Rojas gets back and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alonso is 0 for 1 in the game. Alonso hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Kenha moves to second. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McNeil is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeil hits a line drive towards center. Sanchez makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Jesus Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanchez strikes out swinging. 1 out. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Anderson is out. 2 outs. Brian De La Cruz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. De La Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. De La Cruz hits a pop-up beyond second. Guillerme gets back and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dominic Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ground ball towards the mound. Alcantara throws to first, and Smith is out. 1 out. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Escobar is 0 for 1 in the game. Escobar hits a fly ball towards center. Sanchez makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Guillerme is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Guillerme is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillerme hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Tomas Nito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nito is 0 for 1 in the game. Nito hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Nito is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Miguel Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Rojas is out. One out. Jacob Stallings is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stallings is 0 for 1 in the game. Stallings hits a fly ball towards right. McNeil is there to make the catch. Two outs. Joey Wendell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wendell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wendell hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Wendell is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Birdie moves from left fielder to second baseman. Joey Wendell moves from second baseman to shortstop. Luke Williams replaces Miguel Rojas as left F. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Nimmo is 0 for 2 in the game. Elder batting 8th. Nimmo hits a ground ball towards 3rd. Anderson has it, but juggles the ball. Nimmo reaches on the error. Nimmo is on 1st. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kenha is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. That is ball 4. Kenha is on with a walk. Nimmo moves to second. Francisco Lindor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lindor is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindor hits a ground ball to short. Wendell steps on second for 1, and over to first, double play. Nimmo moves to third. 2 outs. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alonso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alonso hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. John Birdie is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Birdie is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Birdie hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Garrett Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Birdie, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Garrett Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. That is ball 4. Cooper is on with a walk. Jesus Aguilar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Aguilar is 0 for 2 in the game. Aguilar hits a fly ball towards center. Nimmo makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesus Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sanchez is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanchez hits a pop-up towards short. Lindor makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McNeil is 0 for 2 in the game. McNeil strikes out. One out. Dominic Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith strikes out swinging. Two outs. Eduardo Escobar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Escobar is 0 for 2 in the game. Escobar hits a ball towards short. Wendell can't make the play in time. Escobar gets a base hit. Luis Guillerme is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillerme is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Guillerme hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Escobar moves to second. Tomas Nito is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nito is 0 for 2 in the game. Nito hits a ground ball towards second. Birdie has it and steps on second to get the force on Guillerme. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Drew Smith replaces Tejuan Walker as pitcher. Brian De La Cruz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. De La Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. De La Cruz hits a fly ball towards right. McNeil is there to make the catch. One out. Luke Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Williams is out. Two outs. Jacob Stallings is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stallings is 0 for 2 in the game. Stallings strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Anthony Bass replaces Sandy Alcantara as pitcher. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nimmo is 0 for 3 in the game. Nimmo hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to base covering, and Nimmo is out. One out. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kenha is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kenha hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Kenha is out. Two outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lindor is 0 for 3 in the game. Lindor hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Pete Alonso is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alonso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alonso hits a fly ball towards left. Williams makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Edwin DeJoey Wendell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Wendell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. One out. John Birdie is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Birdie is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Birdie hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Birdie is out. Two outs. Garrett Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cooper strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richard Bleier replaces Anthony Bass as pitcher. Jeff McNeil is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McNeil is 0 for 3 in the game. McNeil hits a fly ball towards left. Williams makes the catch for the out. One out. J.D. Davis pinch hits for Dominic Smith batting 6th. J.D. Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis hits a ground ball towards short. Wendell is there, but bobbles the ball. Davis reaches on the error. Davis is on first. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Escobar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Escobar hits a fly ball towards right. De La Cruz is there to make the catch. Two outs. Luis Guillerme is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillerme is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Guillerme hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Guillerme is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Tommy Hunter replaces J.D. Davis as pitcher and batting sixth. Pete Alonso moves from DH to first baseman. Team loses DH, Billy Hamilton pinch runs Jesus Aguilar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. For Garrett Cooper batting third. Billy Hamilton running at second base to start the extra inning. There goes Hamilton, and he's safe at third with a stolen base. Hamilton scores on an error by Nito. It's 1-0, Marlins. Jesus Aguilar is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Aguilar is 0-3 in the game. Aguilar strikes out swinging. 1 out. Jesus Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sanchez is 0-3 in the game. Sanchez hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Brian Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Anderson is 0-3 in the game. Anderson strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Brian De La Cruz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. De La Cruz is 0-3 in the game. De La Cruz hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Sanchez moves to second. Luke Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Sanchez scores. De La Cruz moves to third. It's 2-0, Marlins. Jacob Stallings is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Stallings is 0-3 in the game. Stallings hits a ground ball towards third. Escobar throws to second to get Williams. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Marlins 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tanner Scott replaces Luke Williams as pitcher and batting 8th. Jesus Aguilar moves from DH to first baseman. Team loses DH, Billy Hamilton moves to Mosh. Nito is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nito is 0-3 in the game. From pinch runner to left fielder. Luis Guillerme running at second base to start the extra inning. Nito strikes out swinging. 1 out. Brandon Nimmo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Nimmo is 0-4 in the game. Nimmo hits a fly ball towards right. De La Cruz is there to make the catch. Guillerme moves to third. 2 outs. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kenha is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. That is ball 4. Kenha is on with a walk. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lindor is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Lindor strikes out swinging. The game is over. The final score, Miami Marlins, 2, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Citi Field in New York.